Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. Chapter 6, The Sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We believe God so loved the world of helpless sinners that He gave His only begotten Son, who, though in all points tempted as we are, lived without sin in human flesh. That Son, Jesus Christ, died as a sacrifice for the sins of humanity. His life, because He is the Creator of all humanity, is of greater value than the sum total of all human life. His death is, therefore, sufficient to pay the penalty for every human being's sins. In paying this penalty, He made it possible, according to God's plan, for each person and for humanity as a whole, for us to have our sins forgiven and to be released from the death penalty. Hebrews 4, verse 15, 9, verse 15, 10, verse 12, John 1, verse 18, 3, verse 16, Colossians 1, verse 16 through 17, 1 John 2, verse 2, 4, verse 10, Ephesians 1, verse 11, and Revelation 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the focal point of Christianity. As Acts 4, verse 12 states, "For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Forgiveness of sin and ultimately the gift of eternal life are available only through His sacrifice. We are reconciled to God by Christ's death, but saved by His life. Romans 5, verse 9 through 11. Scriptures refer to Jesus Christ with several distinctive titles, including the Word of God, John 1, verse 1 and 14, Revelation 19, verse 13, our Savior, 1 John 4, verse 14, our High Priest, Hebrews 9, verse 11, our Lord, Revelation 22, verse 21, the Son of God, Revelation 2, verse 18, and 1 John 5, verse 5, our Passover, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Son of Man, Revelation 14, verse 14, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19, verse 16. See the chapter titled, God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is our Savior and the ultimate sacrifice for sin. Even though He was divine, Jesus became a human being to suffer and die for the sins of mankind. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 7, Hebrews 2, verse 9. As the Son of Man, He was human in the fullest sense, able to experience the trials of human life, Hebrews 4, verse 15, to better empathize with us as our merciful High Priest, Hebrews 2, verse 17. Christ, as our Savior, gave us life that we might live. He died a horrible death as our Passover, foreshadowed in the sacrificed Passover lamb in the Old Testament, that we might understand the magnitude of sin and the monumental sacrifice of His sacrifice, which was made for every human being. He was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. Compare Revelation 5, verse 6 and 12, 7, verse 14, and 12, verse 11. Also see the chapter titled The Passover within this booklet. Sin, the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3, verse 4, is truly horrible. Disobedience to God's law has brought untold pain and misery, as well as its ultimate penalty, death, Romans 6, verse 23. See the chapter titled, God's Law and Sin. Jesus lived a perfect life and therefore did not deserve the excruciating agony He experienced, or the death penalty inflicted on Him. However, He was preordained from the foundation of the world to suffer and die for the sins of humanity. Even though Christ was accused of violating God's law on more than one occasion, He, as the perfect sacrifice for sin, never broke God's law. We accept Christ's sacrifice as essential to our salvation. As we model our lives after His, we figuratively take up our cross and follow Him. Luke 14, verse 27, which includes a willingness to suffer and be persecuted. as he set the example. 1 Peter 2, verse 19 through 23. We thank God the Father for giving up His Son, Jesus Christ, to be that perfect sacrifice for all mankind. John 3, verse 16, and Romans 8, verse 32. All sin is forgiven upon repentance and the acceptance of Christ's sacrifice. See chapter titled, Repentance and Faith. Forgiveness of sin requires the supreme sacrifice, the death of Jesus Christ. His crucifixion, almost 2,000 years ago, was essential to God's plan of redemption and salvation. Through His sacrifice, Jesus took the ultimate penalty of sin, death, upon Himself, freeing us, if we accept His sacrifice and continuing repentance, from death being our final fate. Hebrews 2, verse 9 and 9, verse 15. And by giving of Himself in life to care for others, and finally through the agonizing torment He experienced at the end, Jesus also bore the other consequences of sin, pain, and suffering. As Isaiah 53, verse 4 begins, Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Matthew 8, verse 17 renders this, He Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And Isaiah 53, verse 5 concludes, The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. So Jesus endured brutality and misery as the basis for our release from suffering, including through healing. While God does not remove all suffering now, just as He has not yet removed death from us, at times He will alleviate some of it now if we are faithfully relying on Him, such as being physically healed of an illness through anointing. James 5, verse 13 through 16. And we have God's promise that one day both death and suffering will be no more. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54, Romans 8, verse 18, and Revelation 21, verse 4. By understanding and accepting Jesus Christ's sacrifice in repentance and faith, we can be assured that our sins are blotted out. We can go forward in our Christian lives with confidence, knowing that through that sacrifice we can be reconciled to the Father. As a result of this reconciliation, we can develop a relationship with our Father that provides hope and assurance for our future. We can experience healing today. We can also look forward to eternal life in the kingdom of God as a gift of God's grace because of this tremendous sacrifice that Jesus and the Father willingly gave for every one of us. For more details, download or request Jesus Christ, the Real Story, Who is God? And God's Holy Day Plan, the Promise for All Mankind. Thanks for listening to The Sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Chapter 6 of the booklet Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.